It is Wednesday, May 19th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
An international advisory body that's long been seen as providing cover to the oil and gas industry now says new fossil fuel projects need to be put to a stop immediately. Meanwhile, a formidable Democratic challenger has emerged to take on Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio. Progressives can't get too excited, however. She's a former cop. Lastly, both chambers of Congress have now passed a bill designed to address the spike in anti-Asian hate crimes. 63 Republicans stood to oppose it for reasons only they will ever truly understand.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
This agenda setter comes from the Houston Chronicle. The International Energy Agency, the body that advises governments on energy and is widely respected among Republicans and Democrats, warned yesterday that nations need to halt oil and gas development this year if they are to meet their target of net zero emissions by 2050. In a new report, the IEA advises nations to shift their economies to run largely on electricity, with 90% of that energy coming from renewables such as wind and solar. Such a shift in less than 30 years represents a daunting challenge for governments who would need to overhaul their energy systems in a fraction of the time of past energy transitions, such as the move from wood to coal. Fatih Birol, the IEA executive director, calls this, quote, perhaps the greatest challenge humankind has ever faced, end quote. Chronicle reports that to make it happen, the IEA is recommending several things. It says governments should end subsidies for fossil fuels and put a price on greenhouse gas emissions. It also says they should mandate the end of technologies, including internal combustion cars, gas-powered furnaces, and coal plants. Separately, the Washington Post reports that President Joe Biden yesterday cast the U.S. as being in an urgent race with China to build electric vehicles. Biden was visiting a plant in Dearborn, Michigan that is about to unveil the electric version of its popular F-150 pickup truck. Can we do this without the gratuitous nationalism, please? Let's hope so. Here's a battleground race to watch. The Washington Post reports that Democratic Representative Val Demings, who raised her national profile as one of the House managers prosecuting Donald Trump's first impeachment, plans to run for the Senate in Florida in a bid to unseat Republican Senator Marco Rubio. Demings is now the most high-profile Democrat seeking to take on Rubio. If she wins the party primary, she will be a formidable opponent against the incumbent. The race will certainly receive national attention, but Rubio won't be easy to beat. Trump won Florida in 2020, and Rubio has the former president's full support. Still, the former Orlando police chief turned politician has seen her star rise in her brief time in Washington, even making the shortlist of President Biden's possible vice presidential picks. The Post says Rubio is viewed favorably by more Florida voters than not, but his approval is under 50%, which suggests he has some vulnerability. A Democrat with knowledge of Deming's strategy said the congresswoman is entering the race early in the hope of galvanizing support from key players to box out other potential candidates and avoid a messy primary. Key among them is Representative Stephanie Murphy, another rising star in Florida Democratic circles, and the first Vietnamese-American woman to be elected to Congress. Murphy has been on a listening tour across the state in anticipation of her Senate run. She's also a moderate, so there's still room for a strong progressive in the primary.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
The opposition here is puzzling. NBC News reports that the House yesterday passed a Senate bill to address the rise in anti-Asian hate crimes during the COVID-19 pandemic. Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono introduced the bill in March alongside New York Representative Grace Meng, both Democrats. Last month, the Senate passed it 94-1. Yesterday's House vote was 364-62. All 62 no votes were from Republicans. Texas Republican Representative Chip Roy said ahead of the vote that he didn't support the measure because he didn't think it would be effective. Yeah, right. According to NBC, the legislation directs the Department of Justice to expedite the review of COVID-related hate crimes that were reported to law enforcement agencies and help them establish ways to report such incidents online. The bill also directs the Attorney General and the Department of Health and Human Services to issue guidance on how to mitigate racially discriminatory language in describing the pandemic. Ahead of the vote, House Democrats maintain the legislation will prevent the spate of attacks against Asian Americans. Meng, who represents a district in Queens with a large Asian American population, said her community has faced despicable and sickening acts of hate and violence over the last year and a half. The bill's passage in the House paves the way for it to head to President Biden's desk. He's expected to sign it later this week. Now we should ask, what more can be done?
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The Guardian reports that Chile's elections resulted in resounding victories for leftist and independent candidates, while right-wing politicians crashed to dismal electoral defeats. Across 2 days of voting, Chileans cast votes for the 155 delegates who will write a new constitution to replace Augusto Pinochet's 1980 document and the neoliberal model it enshrined. It's an inspiring moment of political optimism. Associated Press says that, with the war showing no sign of abating, Palestinians staged a general strike yesterday. One protester was killed and more than 70 wounded, including 16 by live fire, in clashes with Israeli troops in Ramallah, Bethlehem, Hebron, and other cities. Israel continued its airstrikes into Gaza. Optimism here, much harder to find. CBS News reports that Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order yesterday that will bar public schools and most other government entities from requiring masks. The order bans any government entity from mandating masks, with fines of up to $1,000 for those who don't comply. Talk about useless grandstanding. Axios reports that the FBI is investigating what it describes as a massive scheme to illegally finance Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins' 2020 re-election bid. The FBI believes a Hawaii defense contractor, then called Navitech, illegally funneled $150,000 to a pro-Collins super PAC and reimbursed donations to Collins' campaign. Collins helped the contractor secure an $8 million Navy contract before most of the donations took place. What a way to say you're welcome. Isn't that sweet?
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon at noon live for the Majority Report or later as a podcast.